Okay, I want to bring you some market reaction after the president's comments. Let's bring in for that our next guest, Kathy Entwistle from Morgan Stanley, the managing director there. Kathy, thank you so much for joining us. So the S&P is cutting its losses, the Nasdaq trading higher as traders assess, the Russia-Ukraine crisis that is ongoing. Just your reaction to some of the comments from President Biden, and if you think those sanctions went far enough, because markets are getting a little bit of a lift after his comments.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I think that we're not that surprised by what President Biden said. And to see the reaction, I'm not that surprised either, because a lot of the uncertainty and the fear have been like sort of boiling up over the last couple of weeks. And now we see what's happening and we have a path to where we're going. So that doesn't surprise me. I think what would have surprised me is like something more severe. And then the market reaction to that. Really, although we have a lot of fear about Russia and Ukraine and what's going on, and there are a lot of issues as spoken about with cyber, and there's physical war, there's cyber war. But at the end of the day, I think this has just been almost like a reaction, or it's ignited something that was already existing under the surface in the markets, meaning that there were already fundamental issues that were going on in the markets. And this was just creating a little bit more of an acceleration into creating volatility in the market, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Kathy, obviously the human cost of this assault is top of mind, but there is a market impact, and it seems to be moving slightly away from a global sort of impact to a more regional one. In the midst of all of this turmoil, what are you advising clients on investments? Is it defensive, or do you support holding cash right now?
There's a little bit, like everything else, a little bit of everything when it comes time to balancing a portfolio and thinking about the markets. We're telling clients, or I'm telling my clients, look, this is just one event, a very important, serious event. Don't get me wrong, but important, serious event. But it's one event in many, over many years, where we can go back and look at past history and say, look, the markets dropped drastically, but over time, it looks like a very small a change on the graph. So you've got to stay focused. There's things we can do, switch out of very high cost, growth stocks, keep move more into quality growth, move into dividend paying, move into defensive, looking at financials and healthcare and wellness and utilities and energy. Those are all areas that should do well in this kind of chaos and, sort of uncertain, fearful environment. I do think the Fed would probably pull a little bit back off of what they were going to do this year based on what's going on right now. So we might see a little bit of like releasing the gas on the pedal. And that might also be affecting the markets because they're seeing that coming in a sense. Short term, fixed income, we want clients to stay short until we see this settled. And yes, there's always a place for liquidity and, sort of safe haven money, but only a percentage of the portfolio. You don't need to make changes today in your portfolio that are so significant that in 6 months you will regret that you acted upon fear and uncertainty instead of a long-term view.
I'm wondering what happens to the Fed now at its March 16th meeting. How does it react? Does it continue on the path that it has sort of set out the way forward? And then what happens to inflation? Does stagflation now become part of the vocabulary?
Yeah, all good questions. I think if we go back to the fall and we look at the Fed, there was no inflation, or it was, just temporary inflation. We found, transitory. That was not the case. And it, by the time they came to the conclusion that we're in an inflationary environment, it was too late to do things slow and steady, which is usually what wins the race. Instead, they had to, sort of go faster on the pedal and say, we're going to move these interest rates up. We're going to have rate hikes, in a very consistent, faster mode this year. I do think with something like Russia and Ukraine coming into the picture, they're going to have to rethink that, pull back a little bit on the series of rate hikes and the depth of the hikes they were going to make, just to be able to balance a little bit more of the volatility and uncertainty in this market and economy. And I do think that's part of what the market is looking at today. Knowing these things behind the scenes will help the market in the long run.
Okay, Kathy, unfortunately, we are out of time, but want to thank you so much for coming on and for your perspective after the president's comments. Kathy Entwistle, Morgan Stanley Managing Director.